interest to the public that are not on the agenda or within the jurisdiction of the zoning commission. First item is the meeting minutes for November 18th, 2021. Those have already been approved by Maria Alonso, the acting administrator on that day. Now we'll move to the discussion items, or discussion item. Item number one is a public hearing, PA 19-0188, site development permit for grading of 995 cubic yards into a slope greater than 30%, and the use permit for overheight walls in the setback areas. The applicant is Philip Bennett. The location is 12561 Baja Panorama in the 3rd Supervisorial District. And we please have the staff report.
So you want a staff report?
Or presentation.
All right, good afternoon. OC Development Source Planning Department recommends they receive the staff report and public testimony as appropriate, find that the proposed project is exempt from CEQA because the Class 3 new construction, Section 15303, consists of construction of a limited number of new structures, retaining walls, and Appendix F of the Orange County Local CEQA Procedures Manual provides an exemption for residential structures. Approved planning application PA 19-01888 for a site development permit and use permit, subject to the findings and conditions of approval provided as attachments 1 and 2 to this report. The applicant is requesting a site development permit for grading of 995 cubic yards into a slope greater than 30% and a use permit for overhead walls in the setback areas. The subject property, Lot 9 of Track Map 904, is located within an area designated R1-10,000SR, Single Family Residence District in the unincorporated Santa Ana area. The 10,000 denotes that in addition to the standard R1 district regulations, the building site minimum is 10,000 square feet. The subject site is located on a hillside and faces Baja Panorama. The vacant lot is rectangular shaped and is 0.23 acres in size. The lot has an average depth of 146 feet and an average width of 70 feet. The applicant is requesting a site development permit for grading of 995 cubic yards into a slope greater than 30%. Per Section 7-9-66 of the Orange County Zoning Code, a site development permit is required if any grading operation involves more than 500 cubic yards on a slope greater than 30%. The applicant is proposing to build a new three-story house on a slope lot of 30%. The driveway will cut into the middle of the property, creating his house on, creating a level pad for the first floor, garage, and the front yard area. The second and third floors will be steeped up the slope to minimize the cut in the retaining walls. The finished residence will be a total of 3,630 square feet of living space with an attached 759 square foot three-car garage. Construction of the proposed dwelling will require extensive grading. Consequently, a condition of approval has been added that prior to issuance of grading permits, a hall would be provided. This condition also serves to address the specific concerns regarding the impact the truck will have on the neighborhood as discussed in the November 17, 2021 NTAC meeting. The project will require the installation of retaining walls in the front, side, and rear areas of the property. The steep slope of the property requires retaining walls that exceed the allowed height. The retaining walls will vary in height from a maximum of 23 feet along the side setback to a maximum of 8 feet 6 inches within the front setback area. For the County of Orange Zoning Code, any deviation from the maximum height should require approval of a use permit to the zoning administrator. Consequently, the applicant is requesting approval to allow the height of the walls to exceed the maximum allowable height within the setback areas. County of Orange Zoning Code Section 7-9-64F states that the exceptions and modifications to the wall height provisions may be permitted by the approval for use permit to the zoning administrator if the following findings can be made: that the height and location of the fence or wall as proposed will not result in or create a traffic hazard, that the location, size, and design and other characteristics of the fence or wall will not create conditions or situations that may be objectionable, detrimental, or incompatible with other permittable uses in the vicinity. The proposed walls have been reviewed by traffic engineering and it has been determined that the walls will not result in or create a traffic hazard. Furthermore, since the walls follow the slope of the property, only a maximum of 24 inches of the wall will be visible from the adjacent neighbor's property. The location, size, and design of the walls are consistent with similar improvements throughout the area. As a result, this project will not be objectionable, detrimental, or incompatible with other permitted uses in the vicinity. Additional similar projects in the area have been proposed and approved. Staff has reviewed the applicant's request for site development permit and use permit for grading and overhead wall and found it to be compliant with the special findings necessary under zoning code section 7-9-64F. Staff recommends zoning administrator approval of planning application PA19-0188 for site development permit and a use permit subject to the attached recommended findings and conditions of approval provided as attachments 1 and 2. That concludes my presentation.
I do have a couple questions. First, the staff report, page 6, indicates that the application and site plan were distributed for review and comment to the appropriate county divisions.
Yes.
Which county divisions were those?
Building, traffic, planning, reviewed them.
Okay. And building found the height and design of the walls adequate for maintaining purposes?
Yes, they did.
And I ask that because the intact minutes also noted coordination relative to the geotechnical report and other things. So
yes.
And the properties or the projects, the similar projects that were approved in the area, how far are they from this particular project?
I made sure that pretty much everything was within 3 miles of the property. I believe most of them are within even 0.2 miles. If you see the location, most of them are in the same street, circular panorama.
Have you received any public comments or input on this?
We have not, no.
Okay. Well, that concludes my questions. With that, I will open the public hearing. And we'll ask the applicant. Either the agent or the owner may answer. Have you reviewed the conditions of approval that are included in the staff report?
Yes, I do.
And do you accept them? Are they acceptable?
Yes.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you mind stating your name for the record? She's taking the meeting minutes.
No question.
No, just your name, please, sir.
My name is Paul.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. If there's any other comments, none. Seeing none, I will now close the public hearing. And I will receive the staff report and public testimony as appropriate and make the CEQA findings as described by Ms. Burgos and approve planning application PA190188. For a site development permit and use permit subject to the findings and conditions of approval provided as attachments number 1 and 2 to this report. Thank you. That concludes my presentation on this item. Next item is public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the zoning administrator regarding any items within the jurisdiction of the zoning administrator. However, no action may be taken on opposite items unless authorized by law. Comments should be limited to 5 minutes per person, 20 minutes for all comments, unless different time limits are set by the zoning administrator. Are there any public comments? Seeing none, I will move to adjournment. The next regular meeting for the zoning administrator is scheduled for January 15, 2023.